transcribed from Mutual.
Captain Midnight! Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the makers of Ovaltine, the food drink of adventure lovers the world over. Now, if you don't feel as fresh and energetic as you'd like to, if you tire too easily, don't have the pep and vigor to get real fun out of life, you know, this might be the reason. Now, it may sound odd to put it this way, but actually this may very well be the reason why you lack pep. Your trouble may be something you didn't eat. Now, that's right. I didn't say something you did eat, but something you didn't eat. Because your trouble may be that you're not getting some food elements you should have. Now, I'm sure I don't need to explain how this can happen or what these elements are. You've heard so much in the last several years about protein, vitamins, minerals, various food substances you should get every day. And you know, it's a fact. Authorities agree. Some people just don't get all they should. And so, if you're not feeling keen and energetic, that may be the reason. And the thing I'd like to suggest is well worth trying is drink Ovaltine every day for a while. Ovaltine is a fine, all-round supplementary food that gives you extra amounts of food elements you may need, enough to fill any chinks and gaps in an otherwise good diet. You can tell very easily if Ovaltine will help you. So why not make this simple test? Just drink Ovaltine each day for a while and see if you don't feel better as you go on taking it. Take it at mealtimes, as you would tea or coffee, or in the middle of the afternoon. And especially at bedtime, a hot cup of Ovaltine as an aid to restful sleep. Just try Ovaltine for a while and see if you don't feel more and more energetic. And be sure to have pencil and paper ready right after tonight's adventure when we'll have another big secret squadron signal session. And now, on with the action-packed adventure, The Phantom Rustler, with Captain Midnight and the Secret Squadron. Captain Midnight has deliberately crashed his plane so that the gang of rustlers will believe that he's dead and become overconfident. Already, Kate Pringle has heard the report of the crash and is anxious to get word of it to the man known as the Chief. We know, too, that Kate Pringle is the adopted daughter of the Pringles and that she has known this fact for 2 years. Well, now, it's some hours after the plane crash. In a secret hideout of the rustlers, the Chief is talking to Art, one of his henchmen. Listen.
Well, if it is going to happen, it has happened. My tenses are a bit mixed, but I guess you know what I mean, eh, Art?
Yeah. If Captain Midnight ain't dead now, then it's likely he's been very, very lucky.
That is exactly what I mean.
We going to make a flight tonight, Chief?
No. If I were sure Midnight were dead, I would make one. We might as well lie low for a couple of nights till I know what has happened.
Now, Chief.
Yes?
Ain't it almost time for us to quit, cash in our chips, so to speak?
Well, if Captain Midnight has cashed in his chips, we'll play our hand a little longer. If he is still alive, well, then I may decide to call a halt.
Chief! Huh? Chief! A small plane's just flown in and landed in the valley.
What?
Just like I say, Chief. A small plane circled the valley. Just like it knew where it was and what it was doing. And it just landed.
Come on, let us go. Grab a rifle from the rack as you pass.
Who can it be, Chief?
It may be a friend of mine. Or it may be just a chance landing. Someone seeing the valley and suddenly deciding to explore it. Okay, grab a rifle. Okay. Open the door.
Hey. It's a woman.
Yes. That is what I expected. Stay where you are, men. This can only mean something very important. I am going out to meet her. I wonder if this means that she... Kate.
I had to come, Greg. I had to.
What's happened?
Midnight's plane has crashed.
You're sure?
Well, it didn't come back from a flight, and they're looking for him in a helicopter. Oh, Greg, what a terrific piece of luck. I had to take a chance and tell you.
Luck? Well, oh, Kate.
Well, isn't it? The very thing you were planning to have happen.
Kate, after you left last night, I changed my plans. Jumped them one night ahead.
You mean this is your doing?
Yes, Kate, this is my doing. Who was in the plane when it crashed?
All but the girl. She's still around.
We can ignore her. Kate, can you get away tonight?
Sure.
You must leave at once. On your way back, keep your eyes open. Watch for isolated herds. I'm going to raid tonight as I never raided before. Tonight, the rustling business will be hustling. We'll make the half a dozen flights at least. Meet me at the usual place with all the information that you can.
I know one herd that'll be a cinch.
Yeah?
As I flew here, I passed over Circle X.
Stories in one words, Red.
Yeah. They've moved quite a sizable herd into their furthest pasture. You'll have to land your plane about half a mile away, but you'll be able to take all the time you like.
Hmm. I like raiding Circle X. I've got a special grudge against them. They brought the secret squadron to Goodman's Plaza.
Well, okay, Greg, I'll get going. See you tonight. At midnight.
What time is it, Icky?
Almost midnight, Captain. Do you think that...
No, I don't expect a raid tonight. It's too soon, I think. But we've got to be prepared, just in case.
Hey, Captain, for some reason, this dog don't seem to cotton on to me.
You didn't want to leave the ranch, Icky.
Now, boy, I'm okay. You'll get home safely in a few days. Don't worry.
Don't let go of that leash, Icky. He'll hightail it straight home. You can be sure of that.
Don't I know it? He's a sly one. Every now and then he gives a good big jerk trying to get it out of my hand. Hey, Captain. He howled. Do you think that means the plane?
It may. On the alert, everybody.
Hey, that critter will give us away.
No, he won't. The moment the plane lands and the engine stops, he'll stop. I'll bet my life on that.
I sure hope you're right, Captain. This is getting eerier than the haunted house in Coney Island.
It must be the plane.
It might be that he's just unhappy, Captain, because he thinks he's been stolen.
Well, that's possible, Icky.
Gosh, but... Captain, word must have got out awful fast if they're really raiding this herd tonight. Oh, now, boy, things can't be that bad. They really can't, so come on. Cheer up, will you? Hey, that was for me, Captain. No, sir, this dog ain't never gonna forgive me for dragging him out here.
I wish it weren't such a dark night.
Maybe the plane was just passing over.
You may be right, Icky. Well, there's the herd. Just make them out. Now remember, everybody, we've got to get at least one prisoner. Shoot for the horses. I hate to give that order. I'm afraid it's essential.
You mean shoot for the horses if they're gonna raid this herd, huh, Captain?
That's right, Icky. And that's a pretty big if, I'm afraid.
Hey, that dog ain't held for a spell. Maybe the plane has landed.
Or maybe it's just passed over. Shh. Listen. I think.
Captain, it's them.
I do believe it is.
We've won, Captain. We've won. They've fallen for the bait.
We haven't won yet, Icky. We ought to be seeing them soon.
The cattle are stirring, Captain.
Yeah. Maybe six of them. Icky, hold that dog's mouth. He mustn't bark. Not yet. Later it won't matter.
Oh, boy, is he going to hate me when this night's over. Shh, Captain, are you going to be able to hold this butt much longer?
Okay, pick your targets. Let him go, Icky. It doesn't matter now.
Two
Two down, maybe three. The rest are beating it, Captain.
Icky, you follow them. Keep them going.
Right.
We'll round up the men whose horses are down. Come on. You take the man on the left, Chuck. There's one making for those trees. You boys take him. Your aim's a little erratic, you rat. And I'm not wasting ammunition on you. Well, that blow on the head seems to have knocked you cold. One fish caught in the net anyway.
Rage seems to have done just what Captain Midnight hoped it would. At last he has prisoners that he can cross-examine. Will they talk? And what of the chief of the rustlers? How will he take this sudden reversal of his fortunes? Don't miss Monday's thrill-packed adventure. Kate starts trouble.